Well, we talked briefly about how TIF works, you know, the concept for how tax increment financing generates funds for the city to be able to undertake new infrastructure projects as well as assist and incentivize new private investment. And we looked at the proposed boundary in the area and the reasons why the city is contemplating, you know, the use of TIF in those areas. Clearly, the benefits would be to continue a lot of the good work that the city has already undertaken with tax increment financing since 1986. The current TIF district that they have used for many years is ending. Rather than seeking another extension of that TIF district, the city has chosen to let that one run out, which then resets all of the values. And with creating a new TIF district, then we're starting from a new baseline, and they're just trying to do it again. They're trying to go through that whole process again to invite new private development to occur in areas where they haven't developed yet, and also to try to drive some additional new investment to the downtown, which is historic and vital to the city's economy. Well, there'll be a combination of both new residential development proposed in the TIF plan as well as working with existing neighborhoods. With the existing neighborhoods, we're trying to improve streets, sidewalks, public infrastructure, and other amenities that are important to the residents. But we can also eventually, we hope, be able to use TIF to help incentivize the improvement, rehab, renovation, repairs of some of the older housing stock. When you can do that, if you can bring an older home into higher, better condition, it might help attract new young families to want to move to Aledo. And then likewise, to the extent that they can continue to be successful with commercial industrial development to assist maintaining a good job base, we want to have also the availability of some new housing. And that new housing, though, that the city is focusing on the north end of the proposed TIF area is really geared at more of the mid-level working family affordable homes. You know, any more affordable is difficult to pin down, but, you know, typically affordable homes are $200,000 to $250,000, somewhere in that neighborhood. But these aren't, you know, these aren't going to be out of reach. Well, using TIF then, with tax increment financing, TIF can help reduce the cost of the lots for the potential home buyer by helping to reimburse the expenses for new streets and extending sanitary sewer and water and all of the other amenities that new subdivisions require.